This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India should present a unique AI model to the world, reflecting the spirit of Made in India and Made for the World. He emphasized developing Indian AI models that are ethical, unbiased, transparent and based on data privacy principles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable with Indian AI startups in New Delhi. Ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in the country next month, 12 Indian AI startups which have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in diverse set of areas, including Indian language foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He said that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that in a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance, in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility.
AI integration has been implemented under AI-driven capacity building through the iGOT platform. AI Sarthi act as a gateway to the iGOT learning ecosystem. The platform also includes an AI tutor that provides personalized learning along with an AI-based capacity building plan that will be useful for various government departments and ministries.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing a press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the transport ministers of all states and union territories in the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said that under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to cashless treatment of up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Mr. Gadkari said that in case of accidents on any road, the Good Samaritan helping the victim to reach the hospital will be awarded 25,000 rupees. The Enforcement Directorate ED yesterday conducted search operations at 10 locations in West Bengal and Delhi under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA in connection with coal smuggling syndicate. This includes 6 locations in West Bengal and 4 in Delhi. The ED said its investigation revealed that a coal smuggling syndicate led by Anup Nadre was involved in illegal coal theft and excavation from Eastern Coal Fields Limited leasehold areas in West Bengal. The ED has stressed that the search operation conducted at the offices of IPAC in West Bengal was evidence-based and not targeted at any political establishment. Addressing media in Kolkata, Mamata Banerjee alleged that the investigation was an attempt to seize confidential party documents ahead of elections. The government said that the special window for affordable and mid-income housing investment fund has generated over 36,000 skilled and unskilled jobs. It is a government-backed initiative to provide last-mile financing to stalled housing projects with financial support from the Ministry of Finance's Department of Economic Affairs. The Ministry of Finance said that the fund has unlocked over 37,400 crore rupees of capital across 127 projects nationwide with over 90 million square feet of area under development. The ministry said that the project has protected home buyers' interests, revived the housing sector, generated employment and strengthened the overall economy. It has contributed an estimated over 6,900 crore rupees in revenues to the centre and states through GST, government dues and stamp duties. In badminton, ace shuttler PV Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She outclassed 8th seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan by 21-8, 21-13 in the round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.